As you settle down into your place this morning and into the retreat, these days arriving, feeling just now, only if you wish, for the deepest place that you know of. Feeling in a way that's not forcing something to happen, that's not forceful, but just like water in a stream gets all around and under the rocks on the bottom. Maybe if you tend to have connection with the body easily, maybe going into the bones or going into the innermost feeling place, the core, the center, the belly, if that helps to find your way towards that subtle, deep place that may not exactly have a location. As much as possible, letting that be a discovery rather than forcing yourself down somewhere. Or trying to make it feel deep. But sort of trusting that there is depth, just like there are bones and there is a belly. Just like there is a physical, innermost, core, central place through the middle of the body. There is depth. In the mind, in the psyche, and in the being. So just openness, staying with openness to center, to core, to depth. And what does it feel like when we're not trying to make it be deep, but we just discover what is already depth, good enough, deep enough for today? Your best guess. We can go deep and then let go of trying to stay or make it be deep. Just receptive to depth. What's the feeling? How do you have the sense? What gives the sense of depth? And if what you're finding is that you can't find depth, so then what gives the sense of not depth? How do you know it's not depth? How do you know it is relatively deep? Or relatively not deep? And what's the quality or qualities? This can be an exploration for the whole day. being open to feel what is depth. And what's the feeling when I'm in depth? So feeling sometimes a sense of power or the source of things, so less occupied maybe with the coming and going of thoughts and breath, sounds and body sensation, more resting our head by what doesn't change or where all of that comes from and goes to. A power with lightness may come across sometimes. And I mention it because sometimes when we're looking for depth, we go looking for it. We may feel that we need a feeling of weight or heaviness or seriousness, as if we've gone into the lake and there's all that water over our head, heavy. And what we may find is there's a sense of depth, power, and lightness, brightness. Joy. And so then a second brief exploration is to be open today, anytime, to remember or to feel moments of joy for no reason. Lightness and empowerment for no reason. At-homeness for no reason. And letting that quality really stay in your skin and come into your bones, come into your core, instead of the usual way of jumping out of our skin when there's joy. We want to share it with someone. We want to express it. We want to jump around. Letting the joyful energy come and stay in. And then what happens? If we don't throw it away. So through remembering a moment of lightness, joy, at-homeness, love, heart, effortless clarity or freedom or whatever, streaming that quality through yourself, and also allowing that to come fresh, leaving room as we let down our defenses, as we start to arrive here. Leaving room for lightness and joy for no reason. Leaving room for being here in your own way for no reason. Or just for the joy of it, being still. So a completely other kind of motivation, not because I'm trying to get. And a final exploration that I'm suggesting this morning is coming again into your core, your center, whether it's your heart or your belly or wherever. And giving yourself a sense of space with no rules. What do you wish for when no one's looking? Not even yourself. And leaving room for that wishing to gain some energy, some momentum from within itself, but maybe also by letting the mind join it. May there be ease. And as much as possible, not wishing from the head, but from your center, from your belly or your heart, or your hands or your feet or tailbone or whatever. Letting the secret wish attract the mind. So discovering the secret wish again and again. It's another practice for our day together. First filling yourself and then allowing that to overflow to another or others, the world, the hill, the universe.